Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Nearly 1,000 people gathered in Cheyenne to hear Florida Republican Matt Gaetz speak out against Liz Cheney, who has drawn the ire of many Wyoming voters and members of her own party. Cheney voted to impeach President Donald Trump after he was accused of inciting a riot at the Capitol building, and staunch Trump supporters back home accuse her of ignoring the wishes of her constituents. They've sounded the call for new representation in the Cowboy State. In his speech, Gaetz called the new administration clearly anti-American and that he believed many conservatives in America feel the Republican Party no longer represents their political views. He said Cheney is a Washington insider who is out of touch with Wyoming. He urged voters to oust her in the next election, something which many in Thursday's crowd enthusiastically agreed with. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is urging drivers to better heed high wind warnings that are common this time of year, especially in the southern portion of the state. Wyoming's main east-west corridor, Interstate 80, has already seen several high-profile vehicles blown over in strong winds this year. The latest incident, occurring west of Casper, injured the driver of a big rig and killed a passenger in his truck. Officials with YDOT remind drivers, primarily truckers, that if they ignore warnings and crash due to high winds, they can be fined up to $750 and be held responsible for cleanup costs. Sergeant Jeremy Beck with the Highway Patrol urges drivers to play it smart and listen to the restrictions. He says it's better to lose a few hours on the road rather than experience a blowover. And he cautioned the restrictions are not just for truckers, as high-profile RVs and trailers are just as susceptible to high winds.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso is speaking out against Joe Biden's energy policies, including the moratorium on new gas and oil leases on federal lands, saying the administration is painting a target on the back of American energy production. He says the new policies could see the loss of as many as 30,000 energy jobs in the Cowboy State. Joe Biden has sounded the alarm over climate change and has issued many executive orders, putting the issue at the forefront of American policy. When pressed on the job losses that have already occurred in the energy sector, a Biden spokesman quipped that out-of-work oil, gas, and coal workers better learn how to make solar panels. Despite a late start to the season, thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks saw just a slight dip in the number of visitations during the 2020 season. Over 3,800,000 tourists visited the two parks. That's down just 5% from the previous year. That makes it the sixth highest visitation number in Yellowstone since they began keeping records.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.